So they it's critically important that you test and track all your online activity, so that you can say that, well, that particular location for an AdSense ad is the best possible location at this particular moment in time, so that's where I'm going to put my AdSense block until I've tested something else and discovered that there's a better system. That's the best type of headline, that's the best layout, those are the best colours. All those things have to be tested to make sure that you're encouraging people to take the action that you want them to take, whether it's to sign up to an e-zine, whether it's to click an AdSense ad, whether it's to download a free ebook, or whether it's to click that critically important buy button. Whatever it is that you want the visitor to do when they get to the site, you have to make sure that your site is optimized to achieve that objective.
Right, okay. And what would you say an average time would be to be able to develop a site like that? I mean, you could start off with a site that doesn't convert, and then you tweak and test and track, and you get a site that's working better for you, and you continue the process until you actually get a site that's converting and doing well. What would be kind of an average time frame that it would be to take from a site, basically from conception, you think, okay, this is a good idea, I've got to get into the pet food idea, have your 7 or 10 articles created, get the whole site built and get the AdSense properly put in there, and then start testing and tracking. What would kind of be the time frame we'd be looking at there?
Well, first of all, you need 40 years worth of my experience.
Step one, 40 years.
It's very easy to ask a question in terms of timescales without thinking a little bit about the background. I mean, it was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek comment, but I didn't learn overnight the trade of testing and tracking. I didn't learn overnight the importance of being able to read data and to track statistics and to keep my eye on the numbers. Goodness knows how long it is. It must be about 15 years since I was finally made redundant and set up my own business. And working online, you have to treat it as a business. You have to look at the profit and loss. You have to look at your overhead costs. You have to look at your direct costs, your indirect costs. You have to look at the different income streams that you generate from the point of view of how much money each income stream is generating, what the costs are and what the revenue is, and hopefully your revenue is higher than your cost. But you also have to be able to say, well, you know, we're not making enough money on there, or we're generating a loss, and you know, you've got to be able to say, well, we've got to the time now where we've got to stop spending money on that because it's not generating enough income. So you've got to be willing to test things, you've got to be willing to try things out and to experiment, but you've also got to be willing to fail. There's always a downside when you're testing and tracking and when you're running a business, because not everything works out the way you intended. So you've also got to be willing to let go of stuff that isn't working. And a lot of people, they kind of get into an attachment. They write a special report on an ebook, and it's been their baby. They've put their heart and soul into it, and it's stopped generating sufficient revenue to pay for the domain renewal and the hosting costs about 6 months ago. But you know, it's their baby, so they're going to keep buying traffic and sending the traffic to the website until their credit cards get maxed out, their PayPal account's empty, and then suddenly they realise, oh dear. I've been wasting my time for the last 6 months. So you've got to look at things realistically. And realistically, it maybe takes a couple of weeks to organise the articles and to set up an AdSense site. Maybe takes another 2-3 weeks to organise building the link popularity by distributing some articles, by sending out a press release, by having it submitted to directories, maybe getting somebody to visit a few forums in the niche market and use their SIG file to build some links and to send some traffic to the site. So all of that takes time because of the physical requirement to actually either write the articles yourself or to have them written, to submit it to the directors yourself or to have somebody else do that for you. 99% of all the stuff that I do these days is outsourced. I spend most of my time doing the sort of project management thing, and being interviewed, as opposed to actually doing any work. But I mean, that comes from a background of being in business. You've got to learn to be a manager and to operate strategically, so that you're working on your business and you're not working in your business. So, you know, maybe it takes 2 or 3 weeks to set up an AdSense site. Maybe it takes a couple of months to get enough traffic going to that AdSense site and enough actions so that you can actually see whether or not it's making, you know, the click-through rate will justify converting it from an AdSense site to an affiliate site. It might take, you know, a week to find some affiliate programs that are going to be relevant to the type of traffic that you're sending. You know, then you might want to just leave it for a couple of months to see whether or not, you know, which of the 3, 4, 5 affiliate programs is generating the best income. And then, you know, even getting a 40 or 50 page book ghost written for you is going to take a month or two. And then you've got to consider the cost of writing a sales letter for it if you're going to convert your AdSense site to an affiliate site to an information based site. So if you don't track the numbers, if you're not totally sure that there's enough money being generated by that site to justify the investment of, I don't know, $500 to $1,000 to create an information product and have a basic sales letter written, if it's not making $1,000 in 6 months, then it's unlikely that it's going to pay for itself quickly enough to justify creating an information product. So it's a bit like saying how long's a piece of string. The length of time it takes is the length of time it takes.
Right.
I can't say that, you know, in 3 months' time I'll have a website that's generating $1,000 a month. Because I'm going to go through the system. For all the sites that I can generate that are going to be making me $1,000 a month, there are another 19 or 20 that will probably fall by the wayside. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. But the key to success is to keep trying, is to keep, you know, researching a new niche market, building AdSense site, keep your eye on the stats. If it's a good AdSense site that's generated a lot of income, you know, it can be a very difficult decision to say, well, I'm going to stop that income from AdSense and I'm going to replace it with an affiliate program. How do you know it's going to work? The only way to know that it's going to work is to try it.
Right. Is it easier, though? Which one is easier, to do AdSense or get an affiliate program in there?
Well, it's much easier to set up an AdSense site because, you know, once you've set it up, then it's set up. I mean, it's important from a search engine point of view that you don't just leave it alone as a static site, that maybe once a week you add a little article to it or you do something to it so that it looks to Google and the other search engines as though it is actually an active site, a site that gets some attention paid to it.
Okay.
Blogs are a good platform for an AdSense site because it's relatively easy to add content to a blog. Sometimes you can do it automatically. There are a number of programs that allow you to automatically add content to a blog. I must admit, I'm a lover of automation, but I'm not a lover of low quality automation. I like to see good quality content added to a site because those are the sites that have got long-term viability. And it doesn't take long for people to spot a site that's been created purely and simply to make AdSense income. I prefer to have sites created that look as though they've been designed for people to read, and the AdSense income is a really good secondary benefit.
Okay, that's cool. What about when you basically get your affiliate programs online? You've got your AdSense, kind of your AdSense and affiliate programs working together. How are you able to capture people's contact information so that you can build your own list?
Sometimes I want to do that and sometimes I don't. I can't imagine wanting to have an e-zine about dog food. It's just something that doesn't appeal to me, Terry.
Yeah.
My Springer Spaniel might be interested, but her reading abilities is not quite there yet, and she doesn't have her own laptop either. But the only laptop that my Spaniel's interested in is my lap when she wants some attention. A lot of people talk about list building, but when you're talking about having hundreds of niche markets that you're working in, you're talking about having hundreds of lists. I'm not a great believer in building lots and lots and lots of small lists. I prefer to go along the route of generating the AdSense income, generating the affiliate income. If the affiliate income is sufficient to justify creating an information product, then I might actually replace the affiliate program with a sign up page, and then I might outsource the creation of 50 articles and set 50 articles up in an autoresponder, so that you've got a pre-made e-zine. So your list gets one new article every week, and you can use the article to send people to your information product page, or you can build in some additional income from affiliate program. So there's lots of ways of monetizing it, but there's got to be enough traffic going there before I'll consider list building. But I'll only consider list building if it's a high traffic site, if I'm generating sufficient income in the early stages to justify investing in the production of 50 articles that I can then feed into an autoresponder.
How do you go about coming up with the ideas for 50 articles? For example, if we were in this example, let's use our industry and make it a little bit easier. If we're in the internet marketing side of things, you want to get 50 articles done, but you've got to basically come up with 50 topics that you want somebody to write for you. How do you end up coming about the idea of what articles are the most important and what articles are going to be able to kind of direct people in a way that they're going to want to click on your affiliate programs?
Well, pretty obvious, really. You go to an article directory and you see what the top article titles are. People who have already written articles about topics have already done that research for you. It's a bit easy, really, isn't it, Terry?
Cool. Where do you go as far as article directories? Which ones are your favorite ones?
Depends on the niche, but generally speaking, I would probably use goarticles.com. If you have a look at goarticles.com, you'll see that there's a lot of articles in that directory. They're all broken down into classifications and categories. So if you're interested in, let's stick to the idea of pets, mm-hmm. then, have a look for articles on that particular topic. See which subjects are getting the highest number of articles written about that particular topic. And then dig in and go articles. I can't remember whether it does or I think there's quite a few of the article directories will tell you the number of times an article has been read. I think iSnare have an article directory, and that shows you the number of times an article has been reviewed. So look for articles that have got a good readership, and use those article titles to suggest your own article, but for goodness sake, don't copy them. You know, it's a place to go and look for ideas for article topics. It's not a place to go and look for articles. I mean, there's nothing to stop you from adding content to an AdSense site by, you know, using a guest writer. Mm-hmm. So by all means, go to one of the article directories, find a good quality article, copy the article in its entirety and publish on your site, but make sure you include the resource box. But remember, if you're using someone else's article and you're using their resource box, then somebody clicks the link in the resource box, it's not going to make you any money.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, there's a trade-off. If you want fresh content from your site, then you're going to be willing to pay for it, either by, you know, commissioning somebody to write the article, or you've got to be willing to pay for it by including the resource box.
Okay.
So it either costs you dollars or it costs you traffic.
Either dollars or time.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, that is an absolutely phenomenal formula to go from AdSense to affiliate program to your own product, and like you said, it's, you know, it could be 5-7 month process to be able to get that site up and running and to the point where it's a successful one and you're actually using your own product. How many of these sites do you actually have?
Quite a few. I think the technical term for it is umpteen.
Oh, that's perfect. And what other
states more than 100, Terry?
Wow. So that's basically, if you've got, we'll say that, for you've got 100 sites, what percentage out of 100 sites would actually be working? Like you said, you might do 20 sites and one actually, you know, ends up making some money. Out of 100 sites, how many sites would you have that you'd say are actually generating a decent income for you?
Let's say out of 100 sites, 60% of them will still be AdSense sites.
Right.
Probably about 30 to 35 of them will be affiliate sites, and 5 to 10 will be my own information product based sites.
Okay, that's fantastic. So what, as far as getting kind of somebody from the very start of the process, where do you go as far as at the very beginning, if you can remember back to kind of a flashback to when you very first started, do you have to have, programming skills and all that kind of thing to get started, or how do you go about starting that?
Goodness, that's a really tough question. I can't, my brain cell's not awake yet. It doesn't go that far back. Let's see. Well, I suppose, let me ask myself a better question.
Sure.
If I was starting again, how would I go about doing it? Because when I first started doing it, I think I probably made a number of mistakes. So if I was to tell you what I did, then it probably mislead people into going down the wrong route, perhaps. I made the mistake of trying to learn HTML and PHP and all sorts of things like that, and I discovered that I was actually buying myself a new job. I was, you know, buying programs like Dreamweaver and you know, buying books on PHP and stuff like that. And I came to the conclusion that, you know, I'm actually spending hours and hours generating websites when I should be spending my time actually building a business.
Right.
So the best advice I can give people is don't worry too much about the technicalities. There's Elance, there's Scriptlance, there's Rentacoder, there's all sorts of websites available where you can get somebody to build a site for you. There's similar places where you can get people to write articles. There's similar places where you can get people to create graphics. The similar places where you can find people who are willing to ghostwrite a special report or an ebook, or even places where people will create an audio or a video. Everything that you could possibly want to create an AdSense site, to have somebody submit your URLs to directories, to do press releases. There's lots and lots of people who are all much more talented than I am, who are capable of doing things that I just don't have the inclination to do, don't have the time to do, but more importantly, you know, I just don't have the skill to do. So the thing to do is purely and simply to outsource as much as you possibly can. And if you can't outsource it, then do the basics yourself, but don't get hung up on learning PHP and HTML. Just find a program or someone who you can barter with. So if you don't have the cash, say, well, you know, I'm quite good at writing articles, but I'm hopeless at putting websites together. So if you'll build me 10 websites, I'll write you 50 articles. Just get to know people, network with people, go to forums, find people with the appropriate skills, and invest in your business. Don't invest in creating yourself a new job.
Excellent. So basically be a project manager as opposed to being a worker bee.
Yes. I'm reminded about a guy I knew a long time ago who worked for a big contracting organization as a plumber. And he always wanted to set up his own business. And when he worked for this big contracting company, he worked 40 hours a week. I don't know how much an hour he earned, but... Oh, just hang on a second. Yes, it's the grandfather clock.
Fire alarm?
No, my grandfather clock says it's 1 o'clock, but it's only 12 here, so it's obviously set on continental time.
Ah, there you go. Perfect.
So this guy was working as a plumber, and let's say, I don't know, he's making $10 an hour as a plumber, and he's working 40 hours a week, so he's earning $400. And he saw that, you know, the guys that he was working for were turning up for work in you know, really nice, expensive motor cars, and they were living in big detached houses. And he thought, you know, I should have my own business. So he decided he would leave this big firm and give up his $400 a week, and he would go and set up his own business. And he was, you know, he set up this one-man plumbing business. And he was spending 40 hours a week actually working in various customers' houses, you know, fixing washers, installing new radiators, fixing leaky pipes, and doing all that sort of thing. And then he was going home every night, and he was working his socks off, having to, write copy for the advert that he was putting in the Yellow Pages, and write copy for the local... classified advert section in the newspaper. He was doing his books, and he was working 60 hours a week, but this time he was still only making $400 a week, because he only had 40 hours a week that he was able to work as a plumber, because he failed to realise that the people that were turning up in Mercedes and BMWs and Land Cruisers weren't plumbers, they were managers. They were the people who were running the business. They weren't the people who were fixing the taps. And that, if you like, that little story is a great analogy for the best way to think about an internet business. The people who are successful online are the people who manage an online business by recruiting other people to do the work. Now, you can either recruit people and you can bring them into your office and have them sit at computers and create AdSense sites or submit sites to directories or write ebooks, or you can use the many, many, many services that are available out there and hire freelancers. And for me, you know, the power of the internet is the accessibility of so much talent. And my business is built on other people's talent and my ability to coordinate it and manage it.
John, that is just an absolute perfect way to wrap things up. That really sums up how to run a successful business, basically 1, 2, 3. That is fantastic. Do you have any last words? I don't know if you can come up with anything else, but any last words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us before we wrap everything up?
Last words of wisdom. There's one critically important thing that everybody should include in their business. For goodness sake, have fun doing it. If you're not having fun, find something else to do. As you can tell, we've chatted away for must be approaching an hour by now.
Yeah.
I've had a whale of a time. I really like talking about my business. I really like helping people, and just having a conversation with you, Terry, has kind of made the morning, really.
Thank you.
But you know, it's now 12 o'clock here, so I've probably done enough for now. So I'm going to get hold of my shoes and my coat. It's a lovely sunny day. My dog's sitting, thinking it's about time that we went for a walk. So have fun, but don't get yourself embroiled in working so hard in your online business that you don't enjoy your life.
Perfect.
And I think, you know, that's the message that I would like to leave on. Working is just a means to an end. It's a lot of fun, but you know, there's other things to do, and one of the things that I'm going to do now is take my dog Muffin for a walk down the river in the beautiful sunshine. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity of having a chat, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how's the best way to get a hold of you? Do you have a website that's kind of your central contact point?
No, I'm anonymous. you can get hold of me through either marketingconfidential.com or nicheessentials.com. If you're interested in niche marketing, then Niche Essentials is a good place. And if you're interested in testing and tracking, then marketingconfidential.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, John. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com and John Taylor from MarketingConfidential.com and NicheEssentials.com. Thanks very much for your time.